just going to say a few words this morning. A few questions that perhaps many of us in the room have been asking ourselves since the news of Mary's death. That human beings that we ask, I think, when anybody close to us dies, questions like, why do we feel so much pain when a person we have die so suddenly? Why is it? Where does that come from? Why does it feel like a light has suddenly gone out of our lives? What is death anyway? What is death? What's it all about? And you know, life takes on a whole new meaning when death comes knocking at our door. When death comes knocking at our door, I think it's about the only time in our world, in our fast-paced world, when we're so busy running around, doing everything, and we never take the time to sit and think, what is life? What's my life? What is death? What does it mean? And it's at times like this that we get the opportunity to spend a few minutes to reflect on life. What's it all about? As you've said, Michael, you know, Mary found a point. She found a purpose. She found a hope in life. You know, often in life we can be going along fine. Everything seems to be okay. And then right out of the blue, bad news like this hits us. And people want to offer us words of comfort. I'm sure this has been the family's experience. It's very difficult to find the right words to say to a person, isn't it? When someone close has been taken away. It's very difficult not to sound twee or insincere. Very difficult to find those words. People say nice things, but those nice things are greatly appreciated, but the pain remains. And some people, and you may have heard this yourself, some people will even try to say, well, you know, death is natural. Death is just a natural part of life. As a minister who's conducted many funerals over the years and sat by many bedsides, I've often heard friends or family members offer those kinds of words. But you see, that's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us something very different about death than we might expect. And you know, we're here today. What a great turnout. What a great crowd for Mary. And we're here today to mourn the death of our Mary doll. That's what we called her, didn't we? That's what we called her. She was well known because we loved her. And we're going to miss her very much, aren't we? This is not a service by a professional minister, even though I am. This is a service by a man who pastored her, who knew her intimately. This is a church where there were friends here. We're going to miss her very much indeed. We're going to miss that great big smile. Maybe you'd notice that smile at the back sums Mary up. We were talking about the smile. A little smile and a cheery wave. We're going to miss that. We're going to miss that husky laugh as well. She used to break out into often, if you told a joke. I'm personally going to miss the sight of her dragging her chair through the cafe out the back. I don't think the floor's going to miss it. You see, you can check the scrape marks out the back there. That's Mary dragging her chair through the cafe, out plonking herself outside the door, quick fag and a cup of tea. Every day, without fail, you'd see her dragging, wait, there she goes, dragging her chair. We're going to miss those little things you never think about at the time, but you bring them to mind, don't they? And they bring a smile to your face. And we'll all have these different memories of Mary that do that. Of course we're going to miss her. And we're going to miss her because death is not natural. At least not according to the Bible. According to the Bible, the human race was created to live. We weren't created to die. Created to live in peace with God, in harmony with God, friends of God. That was the original plan in the Garden of Eden. And what happened? What happened is that Adam, the original man, sinned. And he went against God's commands. He wanted to live his life without God. And so we read some terrible words in the Bible. Here they are. One verse in the Bible, it says this: "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all men sinned." Death came into the world, the Bible says. It's described as the great enemy of the human race, the unwelcome guest. Nobody sane that I know welcomes death. It's unwelcome, the Bible says. And the Bible says, and reality proves, that all of us wait with this time bomb ticking inside of us, waiting to claim us at any moment. And it doesn't matter how well we prepare to face it, when the time comes, it will be just as shocking as we have found it to be this time. So death is not natural, my friends, this morning. It's not natural. It's far from it. But you know the good news here today? This is the great news for us. We bury our beloved Mary doll today, knowing that this is not the end for her. Death is not the last word for Mary. It may be for her mortal body, but it is not for her immortal soul. The Bible is very clear about that. Mary came to know Jesus as a Lord and Savior, and the family, as you've noticed, and she found a place of hope and light and purpose and meaning. And I'm grateful for your words. They mean such a lot to us. But it would be wrong of me to take the credit, because it's not my credit to take. Mary found her hope and her peace and her purpose and her meaning in Jesus, in discovering the truth of the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what brought her hope. That's what brought her that great peace. And all of us closest to her could see that truth. And of course, those of us closest to her know as well, Mary struggled. She still struggles, as we all struggle in life. Being a Christian doesn't make you superhuman. She struggled, but deep down, she loved the Lord Jesus. She loved being a part of our Christian community, and we loved having her as a part of our Christian family here in Nidri. You see, death may be an unwelcome guest in our world, but there is one who brings life after death. Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Christ who came to earth and he lived without sin. Christ who died on the cross in the place of sinners. Christ who was raised again on the third day. Jesus Christ who conquered death. And whilst Mary is dead to us in her physical presence, she lives with Christ, eternal, immortal. That's good news. That's good news. We bury Mary's mortal body today, but trust me, her soul is singing with a heavenly choir far beyond our comprehension. So death does not get the final word over the Christian. Jesus, Christ himself, has destroyed this great enemy. And that's why the burial of a Christian is a mixture of grief, but also deep comfort and hope. That's why the Apostle Paul in the Bible says, for the Christian to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Death is not permanent. One day she will rise again with her Savior. And the question as we bury our beloved Mary doll later is, will you face death with Christ in your life, with that same hope and peace that Mary found in her later years? God help us, each of us, to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ.